This is Soulful Living on Empower Radio. Here's your host, Terry Williams.
Hey, wherever you are in the world today, I welcome you to another 30 minutes of Soulful Living here at Empower Radio. If you've been listening to me for a long time, and hey, if you haven't, you're in for a little insight into who I am. You know that I am fascinated by everything related to the soul and that which can empower us and help move us forward. I have, in my own life, seen, experienced, witnessed so many what most people would think crazy things, and yet I've really learned to tap into what we're going to talk about today, the Akashic Records. I've learned to tap into some pretty amazing sources for information, and I used to go to people to get that information. I have been equally blessed over time to learn ways to tap into it myself. And if you've ever had that feeling of, there's something more to life, or you want to identify your path, chances are you might be able to find those answers in the Akashic Records. My guest today, Dr. Linda Howe, has written several books on the topic and teaches people all over the world how to tap into the Akashic Records and really take their life to an extraordinary level. In fact, her most recent book, Discover Your Soul's Path Through the Akashic Records, Taking Your Life from Ordinary to Extraordinary, is a guide that will help you along that path. And Linda's here today to talk to us about it. So welcome to Soulful Living, Linda. Dr. Linda.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much, Terry. It's really great to be here today.
Well, I'm truly honored to have you here. I'm super excited. And before we really delve into the Akashic, I want to say congratulations on receiving your doctorate this December. And tell us a little bit about that journey.
Well, how about it?
Yeah.
I have to, do you know what? I'll tell you what. This is something in my heart I've always wanted. But, you know, no one has ever had a doctorate in, I have a doctorate in spiritual studies from Emerson Theological Institute, right, with in the Akashic Records.
Wow. And I want that.
I know. I want it too. And I have it.
Yay. That's awesome.
Well, but you know what's so interesting is that, you know, no one, I'm the first person to have this degree.
Oh, did that give me chills from head to toe? That is awesome.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I am so honored and blessed to have this and to have had the opportunity to work with my friends at Emerson Theological Institute who I've been working with for a while, and they have really been so like generous and gracious with me in terms of, you know, I've been working independently for many years. You know, going back to school, you know, I'm 61 years old. I thought that ship had sailed, and yet what a great thing to discover that there were people who were willing to support me in this endeavor, right? And as you know, a doctorate, this is original work, and so it does bring into focus and really honor and respect the fact that this is the work that I have been engaged in for the past, you know, 20 plus years, that it is valid work. It is, it's serious work, and it's work that makes a critical difference in the lives of people. So,
Thank you. Thank you for showing up to do that and to bring your work, to the world, because it is critical and it's so needed. I think especially today We need help. We need support. We need tools that can empower us, you know, individually and collectively. So thank you for doing that. And I am, I'm in awe, really.
Thank you.
I am in awe. I think that's just magnificent.
Thank you so much.
Yes. Okay. So let's talk about the Akashic Records. What are they?
Well, what are they? I know this is always the question, right? Because Akasha, well, first of all, Akasha, right? It's a Sanskrit word and it means primary substance, right? So it's the stuff of life, the essence of life before we start fooling around with it. So that's what Akasha is. And the Akashic Record is a vibrational archive of every soul and their journey. So everybody's in it, which is really, I mean, that is mind-boggling to me. So it's this truly infinite, right, reservoir of primary substance where everyone's included, and every set of records, your records, my records, everyone's records, has two parts. And the first part is fixed, right? It's permanent. And it's what it really is in practice. It's the blueprint of your soul.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Mm-hmm. Which I have really come to understand in my work is it's the divine potential of every individual. It's like etched in to our souls.
I love that. The divine potential of every individual. And let me ask you, when you say blueprint, it's not just this lifetime. It's our journey of all of our lifetimes, right?
This is the who we are throughout time. It's see, at the inception of the soul, right, there's a little etching. There's the etching that is you. There's the, you know, we all, it's the etching of who we are. And that is fixed throughout time. That doesn't change. It actually doesn't need to change, okay, because it's our potential. It's who we are destined to become. No matter how long it takes. Okay.
No matter how many lifetimes, this is going to happen at some point.
It will happen. So right. Relax. Mm-hmm. It will happen. We are here to succeed, right?
Mm-hmm.
We are here to realize this. And sometimes quickly, sometimes slowly. But it's the given, right? It's the assumption. It's an Akashic assumption, I would call it.
Mm-hmm.
But do you know what else, Terry, is that what travels along with it? So we have the blueprint, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then there is a corresponding, it's like a catalog of the lifetimes you live through which you awaken your divine potential, begin and live it. Live it here on Earth. Easy to live our magnificence when we don't have things like mortgages and teenagers, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a whole different animal, you know. When we're here, it's like, oh my God. So
right, it's like finding peace among the chaos. So I would imagine that when you begin working in the Akashic, you can find some sense of peace among that chaos. And I mean, I had five teenagers at one point, so you touched on a good topic there, right? Thankfully, they're amazing young adults. They've made their journey. So, but I get that. Absolutely. It can feel like that chaos. And so how did you come to work in the Akasha and find their benefit? How did that happen for you?
Well, you know, I'll tell you, it's certainly not something I ever consciously planned. All right, let's start there. But, I mean, you know, I'm from the Midwest. We don't, who knows what this Akashic thing is? But I'll tell you something. You know, I've had a very, you know, traditional, you know, upbringing. And anyway, at the age of 24, I woke up and I realized I had done everything I thought I was supposed to do. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I was a good manager. I had a life that looked great and I just felt so empty inside.
Mm-hmm.
I was shocked, right? Because I thought if I could just manage well, life would turn out. Well, I managed well and it didn't work out. But what did happen was it pushed me to pray a desperate prayer.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and I've been there. Wow.
Right, but what happened was the prayer was answered. To my surprise, right? I thought I'm calling out to nothing. Anyway, so what happens in this moment is, as you know, this is a time in history when so many of us are having these life-changing, riveting moments mm-hmm. of truth. Mm-hmm. And in my particular moment, I had the awareness, I had a couple of things wash through me. One is that we're all one. And I really felt myself connected to everything, mm-hmm. which blew my mind. And then the other thing was I had this sense of being completely known, like transparent, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Completely known and absolutely loved.
Mm. And wow.
I just thought, whatever this is,
I want more.
Right? Of
course.
Yeah. And so, you know, being myself, the quest was on. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and anyway, and I did all kinds of things. I had a wonderful practice of shamanic healing for many years. I just moved. I mean, I was moving through life, but I was looking for, I knew that there had to be a way to step back into that space, and I didn't know how. Mm-hmm. And then I was at the age of 40. I was introduced to the Akashic Records. Now, I didn't know what they were, really, but I the sound of the word just like, it spoke to me. Mm-hmm. So I went and I took a class and I sat there in this room. And when I opened the records for the first time, I had an experience that was the closest to the experience I had at 24. I was awash with an awareness of my connectedness with all of life, mm-hmm. all of creation, mm. and that I was completely seen and known and loved, valued, cherished. It was it.
Isn't that the most incredible feeling? To feel that deep connectedness, to know that you're loved. I mean, that's what we all want. So for you to be able to, in that moment, in those moments, feel that is like a reflection in the mirror that finally says you are here and you are all that is and so much more.
Yes, and that there is, that this is, that there's a, I want to say a rightness about it. It's very Taoist, really, an appropriateness. Like, yes, this is as it should be.
Mm-hmm. It's like
this
somebody
is
saying,
the place
I see
to live
you.
From.
Yeah, it's like, it reminds me of that movie. I'm going to have Nate help me out here. Anyway, it's a movie, Avatar, where in there they say, I see you, I see you. And to me, What you're sharing is that you were seen.
Yeah,
you were seen for who you are. It's pretty incredible.
It's very incredible.
Yeah, it's very.
It really is, and you know, and I'll tell you, and this is why. So you know, this level, I was, and continue to be. Now, I've been working in the record since 1994. Okay, so mm-hmm. 2016. I don't know how that happened, but you know, I am in the records, at least 6 days a week. And I want you to know that sense does not, it has never become diluted.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see? Like, I can step into that. And that's, you know, everybody has this within. I think we all know it at some level, and we're seeking what is the best way for me to make this connection. And so in working in the records, you know, we're not giving people something they don't have. Mm-hmm. What we're doing is we're making conscious, reliable access possible,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to hoping. I mean, because it used to be like random. Maybe I'll bump into that. Maybe I'll get there again. right? And this is in my work, is to offer a way. Here is a way you can, of your own volition, step into this space and cultivate this relationship that is yours by right. You know, it is our birthright to have a more conscious connection with our soul. And so that's what this is all about.
Well, and here's what I love about what you've been saying so far. It's a blueprint for your soul, and we are all connected. I tell my clients, because I work shamanically as well, and mm-hmm. I've had similar experiences of being in the Akasha, and I remember that first time, you know, like you said, I remember that first time I literally was in tears because I felt more loved and more accepted, more connected to that source of all that is than I had ever felt in my entire life. It was, at times I found it undescribable. So I understand that. So with what you're saying here is you have the blueprint. We are all connected. And because we are all connected, it's not just available to you or to me. It's something that with a few tools, which you provide, you know, in discovering your soul's path through the Akashic Records, with a few tools, we can access that information. Anybody can access that information. And that's really amazing, Linda. It's amazing.
It is amazing. But, you know, this is the first time in history for secular people to be able to make this connection, right? This is, I mean, before this, like even in the middle of the last century, you know, many people are familiar with Edgar Cayce. Mm-hmm. Edgar Cayce was a tremendous man, and he brought awareness of the Akasha to the Western world. But what Cayce did, he could not share with others. He could not impart how to facilitate the shift for anyone else. Mm-hmm. But of course it was 75 years ago, but this is the time we are in. It's the time for every individual to step into a more conscious relationship with their own soul. It's like this is the era we've been waiting for. I mean, everyone who's here, this is why we're here.
Yeah, there's no more guessing, you know, there's no more, like you said, hoping for something and wondering when you might get there or when you might be able to achieve that. And, you know, one of the things that you talk about Edgar Cayce, you know, he did this unconscious.
Right.
You know, you're sharing with us the tools to make this your conscious way of living.
Yes, and that this is a conscious spiritual practice. Okay, that in itself, I mean, if you think about it, it's like, oh my heavens, that this is not, you know, the records are, they're not the best resource for divination.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there are other things much better, divinatory tools, right? But it's terrific to really get at, you know, it's like looking, when I work in my own records or I work with a client, I work a lot with individuals, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like we take a look at who are you through the lens of your soul. We begin to adjust ourselves to seeing and knowing ourselves and others from this very particular perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And the soul level perspective is the perspective of wholeness and wellness and goodness. And it really, it causes a dramatic shift as our perceptions, you know, we cannot change the past.
No.
What's ever happened has happened. You know, some of it we like, some of it we don't like. But what liberates us is when we begin to see the goodness and to connect with the inherent value in our experiences, whether they were comfortable or uncomfortable.
Mm.
So and working in the records actually empowers us to do this.
So would you say that part of your mission is to empower others to be able to do this for themselves?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I'll tell you, the purpose, I feel like in my life, the way I understand my purpose is to make access to the Akashic Record available to anyone who wants it. Mm-hmm. Now, I have learned not everybody wants
That's for sure.
Okay, but anybody who does. Because, see, the way that I know someone can do it or has the ability is they have the desire. Mm-hmm. You know, if you have the desire to have this deep soul-level awareness, that is the cue. That's the signal that you have the ability. And so, but here's what's interesting. Because we are the first population, the first generation of secular people to engage in our own spirituality independently, right, outside of traditional religions and like this, we deserve good training. Mm-hmm. And that is the second piece of my purpose, is because I have this whole curriculum for personal empowerment and work with others that's been revealed to me over the past 22 years, right? Through the records. It's using the record as a resource, an infinite spiritual resource for empowerment and transformation, mm-hmm. right? And this is because, you know, I mean, you know this. You know, our parents certainly can't help us with this.
No.
Right? It's, you know, oh, Mom, I want to have a more conscious relationship with my soul. She looks at me like, you know, she's gone now, but she was like, oh, that's nice. You know, and where is my son? I have a son, he's 22. He's like, what is the big deal, Mom? Everybody knows that God's within. And then, you know, he's like, I don't know why you guys make such a big deal out of all of this.
Oh, I remember, you know, I'm like a recovering Catholic, right? I'm a recovering Catholic. And I remember years ago, my father's, he's been dead for 20 years now, but I remember just before he died, he was going through something and he came over to my house and he's like, okay, could you just ask that universe of yours for a little help now? Because, you know, because we looked at it so differently than how they looked at it, right?
Right, right, right. And that's where good training comes in. Mm-hmm. Because we want to have appropriate expectations for our spiritual resources. Mm. Do you see? And that's the time we're in.
Right.
That's the time we're in. And with a little bit of training, good training, this is the type of work, once you find your way in, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? Like, you might need the map to get to work on the first day, but after that, you know how to get there.
Okay, Linda, we are getting down to the wire here. We've only got just a few minutes left. And listeners, I want to remind you that I've been chatting with Dr. Linda Howe. Congratulations, Dr. Linda. And we're talking about all things the Akashic, and particularly her work, Discover Your Soul's Path Through the Akashic Records, Taking Your Life from Ordinary to Extraordinary. You can find all of Dr. Linda's information here on the Soulful Living page at Empower Radio. And I noticed on your website, you've got some really cool workshops going on, and you've got a teacher training certification that's coming up this year. I'm totally interested in that. I'd love to hear more about that. And I think we need to have round two so that we can talk more about that and share with the listeners your work as far as teaching and empowering others in that regard. And so, Dr. Linda, I love for my guests to leave the listeners with something that they can take out into the world and elevate their soul, you know, change their lives. What would that be for you?
I mean, what I really would like people to know, that the desire that you have for a greater connection, greater awareness, to be really immersed in the richness of the meaning of life, this is a good sign. Mm. Because what it indicates is that it is your time. It is your time, and you can do this. Like, all of the universe is organized for you, for each and every one of us, to have a more satisfying, more empowering relationship with our own soul. And so the other thing is to know that you are being led. The path is not linear.
Right.
It's not a straight line. So don't be discouraged. Don't be discouraged. And don't settle for, there's no reason to settle. The day of settling and being victims of our spiritual practices, those days are over.
Boy, so, that's for sure. Thank you.
You know, this is the time. I really want to encourage you to follow the cues, follow what seems right to you, because you are being led, okay? And to know that should you, like if you respond to the word Akashic, look at my books. I've got, you know, I've got three books. The most recent is Discover Your Soul's Path. I actually have classes in this coming up in the Chicago area, out in L.A. in June. This is the time. This actually is the lifetime for you and for so many of us to awaken and to set our course on the destiny that has all that we've been carrying in our hearts for lifetimes.
Mm-hmm. It's like it's time to break free. So thank you, thank you, thank you for being here with me today and sharing your work, and I look forward to sharing more with our listeners in the future. Thank you, Dr. Linda.